Here we are in the Congressional Corner with one of my favorite people in all of politics, Jim McGovern. He takes no prisoners. He doesn't fool around. He tells you what he thinks from Massachusetts' beautiful 2nd District. He's been in office since 1997, which sounds like yesterday to me, but it must be seniority because he's the chairman of the very powerful Rules Committee. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm delighted to be with you, and I'm delighted to be the chairman.
I got a question for you, Jim McGovern, and that is, we just had Halloween, and your favorite candy is?
I like Crackle Bars.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I do. Well, yeah, I like anything chocolate, but those are my favorite Halloween candy.
Yeah, mine are, you know, Kit Kats. And I just went through our building here at WAMC looking for one lonely Kit Kat. And not one person had them. And I don't think that's right, because I believe in the equal distribution of chocolate. So let's talk about rules. Just so everybody understands, the Rules Committee is extraordinarily important. You are the traffic cop. And nothing happens in the House of Representatives that the Rules Committee doesn't give a rule for. And no bill. Talk to us about rules for the impeachment.
Well, look, we're approaching the next phase of this investigation. Up to this point, the Intelligence Committee and other committees have been kind of building the case and gathering evidence. We're now at the stage where, we need to take all this information and evidence and turn it over to the Judiciary Committee, make the transcripts public and have public hearings. And last week, that's what we did. I mean, I came up with a process rule for how we will move forward on this impeachment. It reaffirms the ongoing impeachment inquiry, but it basically puts out a roadmap of how we proceed going forward. And it calls for transparency and due process for the president. But it also is an opportunity for the public to know what's going on.
It was quite a rule, and I hadn't realized that was yours, Jim McGovern. But I do want to say that you guys really went the extra mile to make sure that the president had his due process and couldn't be screaming, which he does anyway, that he's been denied due process.
Yeah, he's still screaming. He's being denied due process. And, here's kind of the ridiculous thing. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the Republicans were saying we need to have a vote on the impeachment inquiry. Well, we had a vote, and now they're saying it's too little, too late. Then they were saying the president doesn't have due process. Well, we passed a rule, to move forward on this inquiry that gives the president all the rights and more that Nixon and Clinton had. And that's still not enough. They decried the fact that some of these depositions are being taken in secret. Well, Trey Gowdy, who oversaw the Benghazi hearings, a very partisan Republican, actually came to the defense of the process of gathering information behind closed doors in order to build a case, as long as it will ultimately be made public, and that's what's happening here. We don't have a special prosecutor like they did in the Clinton impeachment or in the Nixon impeachment. I mean, the Intelligence Committee essentially is building the case. Attorney General Barr didn't see anything wrong with the president's behavior with regard to Ukraine and didn't do anything. But that behavior is extremely disturbing, goes beyond the pale. I think it's tantamount to extortion, quite frankly, and it deserves to move forward in this impeachment inquiry.
So give us a little tour. My Aunt Ruth used to say, go on a tour. Give me a tour of who's playing what role here. We have Nadler and Judiciary. We have, each of these committee chairmen. Could you tell us what everybody's role is?
Yeah, well, there are a number of committees that are doing oversight of this White House. The Intelligence Committee probably is the point committee. I mean, they're the ones who are building this case and taking depositions on the Ukrainian situation. All these committees, if they have anything that they're ready to turn over to the Judiciary Committee, now have a process to turn it over to the Judiciary Committee, and then Jerry Nadler will decide whether or not it warrants drawing up articles of impeachment. That's what the Judiciary Committee will do, and then that will be referred to the full House. But the point person on at this particular point driving this investigation would probably be the Intelligence Committee and Chairman Adam Schiff.
So tell me why Adam Schiff gets this job. Is that because, you know, in looking at it from the outside, it looks like Nancy Pelosi has laid hands on him and said, okay, you're going to be the point person here?
Well, I mean, again, the nature of the investigation around Ukraine and the president trying to, you know, get the Ukrainian president to essentially shake him down, you know, to get dirt on Joe Biden in order to get military aid released so that he could defend himself against the Russians. I mean, that kind of naturally fit under the auspices of the Intelligence Committee, because a lot of the inquiries, a lot of the investigation, a lot of the depositions, are related to the work that the Intelligence Committee does. Now, having said that, you know, when they're done with everything and they'll be doing public hearings, they're already releasing the transcripts as we said they would, in the resolution we passed last week. You know, this will be turned over to Nadler, and then they will make the next recommendation as to how we proceed. Look, I have no idea whether this president's going to get impeached, and I have no idea that if he's impeached, that he'll be removed from office by the Senate. But I do know this. I mean, what's at stake is the Constitution and our country. And I'm just, you know, the impeachment mechanism was designed so that if a president behaves so abnormally and so out of the realm of what is acceptable, that there is a remedy here. And I think what this president did, is a threat to our national security. I mean, all of his attempts to obstruct justice, you know, his attempts to get a foreign power to influence our domestic elections, I mean, that to me rises to an impeachable offense. We will see.
Isn't it explicitly forbidden by the U.S. Constitution?
It is. But yet, I mean, I'm listening to some of the commentary by some of my Republican friends who say, well, there's no big deal. You know, this is just Trump being Trump. And as I said on the House floor last week, you know, history is testing us. And I fear that some of my Republican friends are failing that test. I mean, the bottom line is there has to be a line somewhere, you know, where if somebody crosses it, that it is unacceptable behavior. And this president has crossed so many lines, I can't even begin to articulate them all. But this is particularly egregious, and I think, and to just turn a blind eye and to make believe like it's just Trump being Trump or there's no big deal, it is a big deal. But if you turn a blind eye, you are basically saying to future presidents, this is all okay. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. And as I said in my speech before my colleagues last week, you know, we're not a nation of kings and queens. In this country, nobody is above the law, and that includes the president of the United States. And this president, I think, has behaved in a way that by any measure warrants us moving forward on the impeachment.
And George Washington made it clear from the very beginning he didn't want to be king. And now we have a guy who wants to be king. It's amazing.
Right.
It's always wonderful to have Jim McGovern with us, a man who speaks his mind, Massachusetts 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997. And we're very lucky to have you with us, Jim. And thanks for joining us. When we come back the next
Thank
time,
you.
I got a lot more.